The second week of testimony in the wrongful death civil suit against O.J. Simpson wraps up today. Witnesses focused on wounds sustained by Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, on blood collected at the scene where they were killed, and on cuts Simpson had on his hands in the days following the murders. The plaintiffs also tried to connect Simpson to bloody gloves found at the crime scene and at his house. This is testimony that took weeks to present during Simpson's criminal trial, but only days this time around. That faster pace is part of the plaintiff's strategy for winning the civil case. From Los Angeles, Virginia Bigger reports.
For those who followed O.J. Simpson's criminal trial, much of this week's testimony is likely familiar. An LAPD crime lab official said Simpson was one of some 570 people in the population who could have left a blood drop found on the front walk of his ex-wife's condominium. Nicole Brown Simpson bought extra-large Aris Isotoner leather-like gloves at Bloomingdale's in 1990, the same style of gloves found by homicide investigators. And a videotape was shown of Simpson struggling to pull on those gloves during his criminal trial, an episode that led criminal defense attorney Johnny Cochran to tell jurors, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. UCLA law professor Peter Aranella is following the trial.
There is one very significant difference from the criminal trial, which is how much the plaintiff's attorneys have gone to school on the mistakes made by the prosecution and the way that they have learned their lessons by keeping their own direct examination of several vulnerable police witnesses to the minimum necessary.
For example, LAPD crime lab supervisor Gregory Matheson was on the stand for 5 days during the criminal trial and just over an hour this week. And then there's criminalist Dennis Fung, who helped collect blood evidence at the Bundy crime scene. Aranella notes Fung was on the stand for 9 days in the criminal trial, 5 of them under grueling questioning by defense attorney Barry Scheck.
There was a new word added to the English language after Barry Scheck was through with Dennis Fung. It was being funged. Dennis Fung was destroyed by Barry Scheck's cross-examination. It was painful to watch the cross-examination because it was so effective that it was hard for any of the jurors to believe that Mr. Fung was competent in anything that he did, given the testimony he gave at the criminal trial.
Aranella says prosecutors kept Fung and other witnesses on the stand for so long that they brought up numerous issues not critical to the case. This gave the defense ammunition to discredit these witnesses with. A few other things worked in the plaintiff's favor this week. First, since this case has been tried before, attorneys know what to expect from most witnesses. Also, Judge Hiroshi Fujisaki has ruled the defense cannot speculate about evidence the LAPD didn't collect or avenues it didn't investigate. Civil attorney Larry Feldman says the judge won't tolerate any digressions.
He does not let the lawyers control the courtroom. He controls the courtroom, and he is known to be very strict and a person who wants the lawyers to focus very narrowly on the issues. And that is his reputation and style, and that's what he seems to be doing in this case.
Feldman says the plaintiff's attorneys can likely expect the same treatment when it's their turn to cross-examine witnesses. I'm Virginia Bigger in Los Angeles.